Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this. Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's another episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. And hey, I want to start this thing out by saying and reminding everybody that once again, Ashley, Kennedy, and Jared are opening up a coffee shop. And it's going to be a bar, coffee shop. It's going to be awesome. They're using Generous Coffee. Last night, Ashley, yeah. And this is why I wanted to mention it, we had our Generous ambassador call. There's about 200 people across the U.S. that represent Generous voluntarily, and told them about the opening of your shop. They were so pumped, so excited for Generous Aww. To be there. So,
oh, thank you. We're excited. Your girls are coming out. Your reps are coming out to teach us how to make some specialty yep. coffees next week. Stuff that you serve out in Denver. We're very excited. We I'm excited to taste test and all that good stuff.
They're going to be great. And they're pumped for it too. So the Generous team is going to show up in Rhode Island for this big, big deal. All right, let's dive into it. We obviously got Dr. Joe coming on here in just a second. We're going to spend a lot of time with him today, talking everything paradise, everything COVID, getting his advice and insight into all the crazy stuff happening in paradise and also in the world that we live in today. But Ashley, huge news. Coming out of Bachelor Nation, we have a new host for The Bachelor. Jesse Palmer was announced. Ashley, just take it away. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, I heard this rumor last week and I thought, okay, that'll work. I mean, he definitely is like the most natural fit if we're going to like, I can't even use the word replace, but like if we're going to have a Chris Harrison like figure, he works very much in that place. I don't think Chris Harrison can be replaced. I think he will always be missed as part of this franchise. I asked people on Twitter, you know, how are you feeling about this choice? So many of the people say like, oh, it's not Chris, it's not Chris. And a lot of people are saying it's not Wells because a lot of people wanted it to be Wells after this season of Paradise. But overall, I don't see any like real negativity towards it. Not, you know, some people are like, oh, they're just putting somebody just so much like Chris into the role. But I don't really, I just feel like it kind of fits. I'm cool with it. How are you? I'm not like over. I mean, I like think he's the sweetest guy. We had him on the podcast. I really like him. I think he's great at what he does. I think he'll feel like a very natural fit. It's not going to feel weird to have him there. What do you think?
I think he'd be a terrible host of the Senior Citizen Bachelor show, and that's why they need
me. That is your role.
That's my role. No,
that's your job.
You know, I think it's actually more surprising to me, because of Jesse. Like Jesse has been really nice to us. I've been at a few events with him. He obviously has a lot of history hosting different things. Like he's really, you know, gone across the board from sports to daytime talk to, you know, Good Morning America to, you know, he's really is really well versed in the hosting space. I think there's a few things that are surprising me. One person I have to get off my chest. I hope at this point now, my biggest criticism has always been from the public that they're grooming me to replace Chris Harrison, that I'm just their golden boy, that they're always going to try to groom to be the next Chris Harrison. I hope at this point that conversation is done. Like it's never been the case.
It is just kind of, you are also a very natural seeming fit. I don't think anybody would have thought it was weird if you were chosen. I think I actually think there have been more excitement about it because you are like more quote relevant in Bachelor Nation now. A lot of people don't even know that Jesse came from the franchise because he was the Bachelor back in 2004. I mean, you were the Bachelor, gosh, like even a decade beyond that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see you be the host, even if that meant you had to take a break from the podcast.
Yeah, never. I'm not leaving.
But I also feel like you're just about to say that you want that narrative to die.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was unfair because it was just never the case. Now, I am surprised. Now, let me say this, too. I am surprised that Wells was not the chosen choice. I think he would have.
What's that? Never in the running. They never called you about it. They never picked your brain.
No, this is a good headline. No, I never got the call. I'm actually semi surprised they didn't like kind
you
of
are
like,
a little. Okay, good. I'm glad you're surprised.
Well, I just thought like, hey, they would have like called and been like, do you have at all interest in this? Like, what do you think? But I never got a phone call, like not even a hint, not even a text. And so I don't either. That says that they've known it's Jesse for a long time. Again, this is nothing against Jesse. I am surprised it wasn't Wells. I think Wells has done a terrific job in Paradise. I think he has worked really hard in Paradise. Like, I don't think people realize just how much he does as a bartender in Paradise for very little pay. Maybe he will be the Paradise host. I still think that's a possibility, and I think it would be a good choice.
I was going to say it makes sense to me if Wells is the Paradise host.
It would make sense to me. I don't think this... I think I'm with you where it's like, okay, I mean, it's not a shakeup, you know, it's not the new trajectory. It is replacing Chris, and that's hard to do. I think Jesse's shoes are going to be massive to fill. I think it's going to be really hard for him to do. I think Caitlin and Tayshia kind of had the benefit of the doubt because they've been on the show before. And I think people were just like intrigued by how they would navigate it. And they both weren't professional hosts necessarily. Mm-hmm. And so people kind of were just like, let's just see if they have fun with it. And they did. I'm not mad at it. I don't think it's like, oh my gosh, it's a terrible choice. I don't see the criticism right now being about Jesse. I just think it's like, okay, like, cool.
Yeah. I like had like very little reaction. I was like, I'm fine with that. Sure.
I wonder who they did call. Like, I wonder if Robin Roberts would have been a terrific replacement.
This is what I was just going to ask you. Who was like your lofty dream host that you were like, that person's probably not going to do it.
Yeah.
But I think they'd be great. So my choice is Michael Strahan.
Yeah. So mine's Robin Roberts. I think Robin Roberts, I've met her personally many times. She's always been incredibly intentional about conversations when I'm on Good Morning America. She's calmed my nerves when I've been nervous on Good Morning America. She knew about my coffee without it ever being a focus on the show. She asked me about Generous Coffee and how it was going. And she just said, hey, it's like really cool to see what you're doing. Like, she knew all this. And I was just like, that's who you want as a host. Like, you want that character or that person to care outside the show just as much as they do on the show. And so like my lofty goal was like Robin Roberts, incredible host of The Bachelor.
Cool. Mine was Michael Strahan for a very similar reason. It's just funny that they're both the GMA hosts. He is so warm, and I think that he can have those like heart-to-heart conversations without being weird. I feel like he would have brought a little humor to the show, a little lightheartedness, but not like overdoing it.
Yeah.
And he's so personal. Like when we've been on Good Morning America, I'm like, I can't believe that Giants fan. So this is like even cooler for me. But like he'll come in to the backstage area and he'll like hang for a little while just with the guests. And then he remembers us and we're just like these bachelor people, you know? So like I'm not like a celebrity to be remembered. And then he like FaceTimed my friend backstage. He's just so warm and cool. And that would have been awesome. But again, that man is so freaking busy. It wouldn't have been at all on his agenda to even consider.
Money speaks. Who knows? But no, I think those are two good choices. Yeah. Again, Jesse's been great to us. He's a super nice guy. I know we'll have him on the podcast now as the new host of the show. Nothing against him. I'm just a little surprised with the choice. I think it threw me off and I'm like, okay, like let's see how it works. And we'll see how he does. And I'm sure he'll do fine. At this hosting role, I just expected a little more of a shakeup, as we kind of got this like new opportunity to shake it up. And so, we'll wait and see. Well, one other big headline, of the week, as we mentioned before, Michelle's Young's women have been revealed. We're going to break those down on a whole separate podcast, a very special episode here coming up after Paradise.
Michelle's men.
What did I say?
Said women.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's been a long day. Anyways, Michelle Young's men have been revealed. So we will talk about that. Ashley and I will break it down here in an upcoming episode. So just stay tuned. Maybe do your research beforehand. Send us in your thoughts, your questions, your concerns. It feels like it's going to be a crazy season. And it sounds like Michelle does a great job as the lead.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. It's going to come. It's going to be here before we know it. All right. Well, let's get Mr. Joe Park on. He's in our waiting room. We'll be right back. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. ensuring that those parents to be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high performance, water resistant sport formula and pediatrician tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. All right, guys. Well, we have Dr. Joe on the
line.
One of our favorites. Hey, Dr. Joe. Hi, Joe.
Call me whatever you want. We've met now 3 times, so yeah. Joe is fine. Seriously.
I guess like you have to differentiate yourself from grocery store Joe. So like
that's fair. You know, he came first, so I'll defer to him. Whatever he wants to go by and he wants me to go by, I'm good with whatever.
It's funny because he comes with an official title as well. Grocery store.
That's true. GSJ. Now, but I think it's now short to transition to GSJ. He just goes straight initials now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got another echelon of bachelor, the bachelor credibility where he's just initials.
I feel like that's when you really branded yourself well, is when you can start with something and you drop it and people still know what it refers as. That's cool. Good for him.
Okay, so Joe, I asked my Twitter following. Well, actually, I don't know if I should get into this real quick, but like, let's do it anyway. Your Bachelor in Paradise experience was sort of short-lived. Gotta know right off the bat, any desire, like, did they want you to come early on or could you, for work reasons, not take off long enough? We really thought that you should be part of the original cast.
So obviously these decisions are not made by me. This Bachelor machine is very well oiled. They know what they're doing. And I trusted that process for sure. They had told me a couple of times, hey, maybe this day you'll be on. But again, I trust the people in charge. They, again, do a fantastic job. And they thought at certain points, the timing wasn't right. And so I came on when they thought it was the best time. They thought it was the best time for me to be on.
Interesting. But yeah, so you could have gone in earlier.
Yeah, you don't have to get too far into it. I just wonder, like, now that you say that, just how much, because it does make sense, like, if they held you back because of what was going on with Brendan. Like, they're just like, hey, this feels like throwing Joe into, like, the firing squad, and, like, we don't really want to do this to this guy. That's just an interesting thought. Now, Joe, question for you, because it's always been intriguing to me. What in the world do you do for 12 days in quarantine in a hotel room, like, without knowing when you're going to be released? Like, that's what's crazy.
And let's just say, it's not all COVID quarantine at that point. That is just what we call being stuck in the hotel room as a Bachelor contestant.
So the first 1 or 2 days, I was just kind of getting my bearings, but I actually ended up being a really, really great time. I read 3 books. I practiced my Spanish a lot. We had Spanish television that was available, so I was brushing up on my Spanish. I actually folded a bunch of paper hearts. I folded about 112 paper hearts.
Like origami?
Origami. I learned every country of the world and most of their capitals. So I stretched a lot. I worked out 3 times a day. It was very, and it was so peaceful. It was great. I played the ukulele. I bought one right before, and I learned it. So it was great.
This is what a smart man does in quarantine.
This is not everybody's quarantine.
No, I mean, like, I ate, I watched TV, I tanned,
napped.
I ate a lot of guacamole as well, though. So we're on the same page, but. But yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can do without a phone and internet. So it was, but yeah, once you got into the routine, it was really nice to wake up and have, you know, the kind of things to do, checklist of things to do.
Well, that's, your quarantine didn't look like everybody else's. Let's just say that. I'd love to give the Bachelor franchise that much credit and say I can imagine that each one of these people were doing that. No, that wasn't happening. Joe, we have a lot to talk about with you today, especially around the vaccine and your thoughts on it, and then COVID. You've had COVID, but you know, obviously, as well, people are going to be very interested in your Bachelor in Paradise story. If you're honest, like no holds bar, do you feel like your Bachelor in Paradise journey was a success? Do you feel like it kind of missed the mark? Do you feel disappointed in it? Let me preface this by saying Ashley and I were sad we didn't see more of you. So we would call it a disappointment from a viewer standpoint just because we want to see more of you. But for you personally, how was it?
I would say it was semi-sweet, like a semi-sweet chocolate. It wasn't, though. I'm grateful for the opportunity I've been there, and I did have moments where I had some really great conversations with Natasha. I was happy to see everyone again, producers, production. There were a couple of sound guys who I'd seen the first time, and so in that respect it was great. But obviously I was hoping to find something real, and I was really hoping, you know, I went in with a lot of hope, and especially after quarantining for 12 days, I think it's really natural that the more you invest, the more expectation, maybe that's unfair, but I did have more expectation going in, thinking that this would be a right situation. There'd be something down the pipe. And I don't blame anyone for it. It was really just a situation that was difficult for everybody. But that said, I don't regret going, but it was not, it wasn't the best experience. Mm. To put it that way, yeah.
So I remember when we kind of tried to pry a little bit and we asked you who you'd want to go down to Bachelor in Paradise and hang out with. Yeah. And we met romantically, but you kind of like, you know, took it in a very PC, you know, a very PR friendly way.
Yeah.
And you said you would want to go and hang out with Brendan. So your friendship with Brendan. It played lots of roles. I guess my biggest question as far as that is, if you had known that Natasha was so entangled with him prior to asking her on the date, would you have still asked her?
That's a great question. There was when I got there, it was such an interesting scenario. There were people, the way I put it, to people, there were people who were in relationships already, or quote unquote relationships. I didn't know how Bachelor in Paradise worked, really. I didn't know how off and on, hot and cold things were. Mm-hmm. But I got there and I talked to Kendall, and she was obviously not in a great place. And we actually had a really fun conversation. I had bought her book the day before I left for quarantine. Aww. And read a bit of it. We had some fun conversations about crabs, but clearly she was not in the right place. During our conversation, and for understandably so, I talked to Natasha, and she was still upbeat. She's breezy. She said her time there wasn't great beforehand. No details, no names. It was just, hey, I've had a rough go thus far, but I'm still hopeful and ready to make this work. Ready for something to happen. So it's hard. So there were either people who were already very much in a quote unquote relationship, or like birds with broken wings, and they're trying to fly. They're doing the best they can. They're hopping around. They got a little crutch, and they were just doing the best they could. And some people put on stronger faces and braver faces. And again, that's commendable. Natasha definitely did that, and it was so commendable, especially after everything she went through. But it's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure what I would have done at that time, in fairness.
I have a personal question for you, because I think your thoughts are going to be wise. But, you know, obviously you go on this date with Natasha. She brings up that the person that you wanted to see in paradise, Brendan, had, you know, they had their situation. And obviously the public really jumped onto that. And you kind of all of a sudden were thrown into the middle of it without even knowing you're going to get thrown in the middle of it. Well, paradise is now over. Everybody's home. We've seen it play out. Paradise isn't over for everybody, but for you it is. How are you, if you agree or disagree with Brendan's decisions now that you've seen him, how are you being a good friend to him now? What kind of friend can you be in this moment while, you know, if people agree or disagree, you're still a friend, I would imagine.
That's a really good question. And when I got back, you know, well, while I was in quarantine, obviously, we don't know anything that happened before. And I'd heard from Natasha, not everything, bits and pieces. And I think that's also really great of her. She didn't want to completely talk about Brendan. But that second half of the day really was dominated by her time beforehand and the ways in which she had been hurt during her time of practice prior to me getting there. And to be honest, at that time, my reaction when I said my Brendan, it was half
my Brendan.
it was half incredulous, and it was half. There are the Brendans. There was a Brendan Quinn that I had known about in the season before. So I was just making sure we're on the same page here. and at that time, it really was somebody who I just met, who I did believe what she said, but it was talking about somebody who I had grown close with, who I got close to, obviously, on the first go around on The Bachelorette, and who I have seen and spoken to many times thereafter. And in my head, I wish I could hear his side. And when I got back home, I did hear his side. Obviously, I didn't see everything that happened, but before the season aired, I heard his side. And at that point, again, I was still I wasn't sure what to think. Because I'd heard her side, now I'd heard his side. And then obviously, like everyone else, I saw bits and pieces, the salient pieces of the first few episodes where what transpired between them was aired. And I can't condone anything he did. He was manipulative. He lied. He gaslit. And I think it was said on the show one thing you can't do is potentially show up on this show with something already happening. Mm-hmm. That obviates the whole process. And if I were a viewer, and that's all I knew of him on TV, I would think he's a terrible human being and really shitty for everything he did. And what he did was shitty, period. The difference in my situation is I've met his family. I know him to be a good friend. I know him to be a good son. I know him to be a good uncle. I know him on all these facets. I know him to be the guy who drove an hour when he was visiting New York to my hospital, gave out water for 2 hours to all the healthcare workers. In the freezing cold, him and Kenny came by and then drove an hour back just to do that. I know him to be the youth basketball coach who gives his time to coach basketball. And so I don't agree with anything he did. And he knows, we've talked, and he knows how I feel about how he acted. But I, knowing the man that I know, the amount of time I've known him, and the conversations we've had, I do think and I believe that he has learned a lot and that he can change. And he's realizing, and he can learn from this. And though he's in this storm, this awful storm that he himself created, I will stand next to him through this storm. And I won't shield him from it, but I'll just be like, hey, he's still here for you if you need me. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, again, you'll learn from this, but But yeah, it's definitely not easy for him. And I do think he's learning from it. Sorry, I was long-winded. But
no, thanks for sharing.
No. That was great. I am just curious, what do you think it is about the show that makes good people go bad?
I will say, I think without question, there is a potential reward for being on national television. Mm-hmm. There is a potentially golden ticket for a lot of people. Ads and sponsorships and all these things that we see so frequently after the show. You know, everyone's doing coupon codes, swipe up ad, you know, click this link, click that link.
Podcast. Whatever.
And so podcast. Oh, just the lowest of the low. But so I do think it is when there's these incentives in place, it's going to lead to people trying to cheat this game. Mm-hmm. And even when they're not cheating the game, I don't think it's crazy to think that a lot of people are there because they of secondary gain. Mm-hmm. That maybe, and this is just one man's opinion, that maybe everyone isn't there just to find love. That maybe mm-hmm. they're also thinking about the Instagram following, about how much they can make or what can come out of it thereafter. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think that's what makes people go bad. I think it's just the incentive structure mm-hmm. of the show, you mm-hmm. know, just being real here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you held your own, man. You came into it. Yes, it was quick. Yes, we here feel like it wasn't enough. But you exited out on a high note. You held your own. And I think for that, we are happy about it. We didn't want to see a good guy like you go bad, and you didn't.
But before we move on, I do have to have two more Paradise questions for you, if you don't mind.
Please hit me.
Okay. On TV, it seemed so abrupt that your date went from being great. And by the way, loved the speaking Spanish to her. Loved the I'm going to switch drinks because there's a bug in yours move. It was so cute. You're such a perfect gentleman. And then all of a sudden the Brendan thing came up and like the tables turned. But I'm assuming that in real life it was probably a 2-hour-ish sit down date, and we
hour,
just
hour and a half, yeah,
hour and a half, and then like on mm-hmm. TV, we just saw it go sour real quick. Mm-hmm. How was mm-hmm. it that abrupt that you started having second thoughts about her because of the Brendan Titch?
I when I watched it, with friends, and it really does take you back to your mind space because obviously I saw it for the first time when everyone else saw it, and I think everyone thought second thoughts, but it wasn't second thoughts per se. I could tell when she had started really going into it that it really did hurt her.
Yeah.
And it's just my way. And I felt the same way about Kendall because I was interested, especially after reading her book, I was interested in her.
You and Kendall seem to make a lot of sense. Just knowing you both a little, you know.
But when somebody is hurt, my first instinct is not to think, oh, here's my chance. Like, let's make my move. I just wanted to say, hey, I don't know if you have anyone else out there in the beach. I don't know if they're in their own relationships, if they're in their own space trying to make things work. I want to first and foremost, I know it's a TV show. I know it's Bachelor in Paradise and people are there to find love, but I still can't turn off that part of me. It's like, hey, I want you to be okay as a person. I want you to be like good. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know that like relationally or unrelationally that I am a safe place for you. Like period. Like if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. And so at the end of the day, I don't remember saying it, but then I watched it and I was saying, hey, like I'll be here. You'll be here. Mm-hmm. That really was me trying to say, hey, and I told her, also that wasn't aired. I said, hey, we'll also both be in New York. You know, we're both in New York. I can't wait until because obviously people are different on camera. Some people are different on camera than they are off camera. Mm-hmm. I meant to say, hey, when you're ready, because you literally just got through this 8 hours ago. Mm-hmm. You just went through this storm of this redemption rose. It was the same day, you know, because the rose ceremony happened early in the morning. It was just me saying, hey, like, I don't want you to push this forward. When you're ready, I'm here. You're here, and when you're comfortable and you feel like you're able to kind of regroup and form that connection again, I'm here for you and I'll be here. And I don't want to, again, make you uncomfortable by, you know, all of a sudden trying to kiss you and be mm-hmm. overly touchy. And that's what that was. It wasn't, I mean, Natasha's beautiful and she's intelligent and she's funny and she's very mature. And I just didn't want to form a foundation on something that was where she was in such a hard place emotionally.
And that's why interviews like these are great. We get to learn more about the situation. I also just got to know, if you are such close friends with Brendan, that like you must have known that he had a prior relationship with Piper. Did you ever think like, hey, dude, maybe you should chill this out if you're both going to paradise because you may get in trouble?
So I've hung out with them in group settings. Mm-hmm. A lot of us, you know, I'm not just, you know, it's a lot of people did. But a lot of people hang out with a lot of people in group settings. And that's true for, like, I've hung out with Abigail a lot. I've hung out with Chelsea a lot. I've hung out with Serena a lot. I've hung out with Piper a lot. And they existed in group settings all the time. I was there when they first met. We all met at the same time. So I don't think they were in a full-on relationship, at least before. I mean, I hadn't seen Brendan for two or three months prior to mm-hmm. the filming, I believe. And I saw the pictures online. I saw like the Us Weekly article, you know, pops up on Instagram feed, but I didn't think they were in like a exclusive relationship. And I'm not sure if they were, in fairness. So if they did have a plan, obviously it went very poorly and they shouldn't have done it. But again, I'm telling you, it's a small, small Bachelor Nation world after all. So yeah. We all hung out. It's just, we haven't all made out, but we've all hung out.
Well, a lot of people have made out.
Very important distinction. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people have made out. Let's not ignore that either. We were just talking about that. Ashley and I were texting this weekend. A lot of people were out in New York City at a concert and, we were texting. I was like, did I miss the invite? Like, I didn't get invited anymore. And Ashley's like, I don't know if we get invited to this stuff anymore. I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'm mad about it. Like, I have a pretty good thing going. I was in bed at 8:30 on Friday. So pretty pumped about great. That. All right. Well, Joe, thanks for your honesty. Thanks for your openness. We're not done with you yet. We got to talk COVID, booster shots, the vaccine, everything medically. Around all of that here in just a second, but let's take a break and we're going to come back with Dr. Joe. He's going to put his doctor hat on now. He's not his paradise hat and teach us the thing.
Should I get the scrub cap?
Yeah, please do. That'd be great. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, Dr. Joe, you just broke down paradise with us. It's time now to talk to us about and hopefully educate us on the vaccine. You know, there's a lot of things going on. I just want to start with this. I am vaccinated, fully vaccinated. That was a choice I made. But I have a lot of friends that are not vaccinated. And there's a few things that I want to start out with. It was just asking you some questions that they've asked me. Because I can't answer them. They're saying, hey, why would I get vaccinated if I'm still going to get COVID? That doesn't make sense to me because that has happened in our friend group. Somebody has been fully vaccinated, gotten COVID pretty bad. They were sick for a while. And so that was the first question that I wanted to ask you is why would you get vaccinated if you can still get COVID?
That's a great question. It's a very fair question and a question that a lot of people have asked. So the big thing is, the Delta variant is going around, and though it's possible, they call them breakthrough infections, they are still exceedingly rare. 98% of infections, COVID infections, are from people who have not had any form of the vaccine. So although there are anecdotal cases, they are exceedingly rare and much rarer if you have the vaccine. Secondly, the fact that your friend had it pretty bad is also exceedingly rare. Next to nobody is hospitalized, even if you get it. So now, one, it's rare that you get it. Two, to be hospitalized is almost unseen. And then that's very different than people who are unvaccinated. People who are unvaccinated still have much, much higher rates of getting severe disease and being hospitalized from the disease. And so in that way, the chance of you getting it is significantly diminished, and also severe disease and hospitalization significantly diminished. And also kind of as a corollary to that, a lot of your friends and a lot of our friends probably are around the same age, young adults, who honestly would probably do health-wise because they are healthy already, but their parents might not, and their coworkers might not, and other people who are at risk may not. So even that, for yourself, for your community, for your loved ones, for all those reasons, it is a good idea to get vaccinated. And by the way, all the three vaccines we use in the United States, they're all FDA approved at this point for people 16 and older. And so even more reason.
Great. Well, I appreciate you sharing.
I'm getting so many questions from girls on Instagram. I know you're not an OBGYN, but so many are like, I'm thinking, well, you know, my husband and I are trying now, or I am pregnant. Like, what did you do? I did a whole podcast on my other podcast, I Don't Get It, about this. I talked to four doctors, different points of view for sure. But it was cool. And it helped me make my decision to get it. I actually got the shot the day after we conceived, unknowing. And then I waited until 16 weeks to get my second dose, just because I was so sick the first, you know, trimester. But do you have anything to say about people worried about fertility and people worried about miscarriage or anything like that for young women?
And again, knowing Bachelor Nation, I know that's a large percentage of people who watch the show, who are fans of the show, and obviously listen to these podcasts. I would say the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, has been very clear. And I know there's anecdotes. I know there are opinions from one person, another person, and even different obstetricians probably will have different opinions about these things. But the overarching body, the governing body of all obstetricians, say it is safe to get the vaccine while you're trying to conceive, while you're pregnant, while you're lactating and breastfeeding. So there are no contraindications. Again, this comes from not one person's opinion, not anecdotal, incidents, but from the ruling, the governing, the official organization that oversees all of obstetricians and gynecologists. And so I'll defer to their recommendations on that. And they are pretty clear. And I would recommend anyone who's curious to go to ACOG's website to get more guidance on that.
I think it's a good question because it is one that gets brought up. I have a lot of friends that are getting pregnant, and this has been something kind of sitting over them, as if it's safe or not.
Yeah.
Joe, we are going to play kind of like devil's advocate here, because I think the most helpful thing is not to come on here and say, you should do it, but ask the questions that everybody are asking, because I think education on this stuff is very important. And a lot of people have a lot of different opinions. And I think at the same time, that's fair. You know, a lot of people are concerned. This is confusing. This is the first time in this generation's life that they've kind of been asked to do something by a governing body. And so I want to ask you, why do you have the trust in it? And I mean, obviously you are a doctor, so I think we can probably assume the answer, but why do you have the trust in a governing body to tell the general public that they should be vaccinated?
Ben, I'm so glad you bring that up. And people are right to have these questions. They're not dumb for having these questions. They're not anti-American. You know, they're intelligent people asking these questions. To answer, I would say, we have had these. They are mandated. You just don't remember it. The MMR is mandated. All of us have got the MMR vaccine. So first of all, it is something that we all do. We just were too young. We're babies when we got it. A lot of people get the flu shot every year. That's not mandated. But so this is not completely out of the blue or novel. It is something that we all have gone through. But obviously, as an adult, it is something that's very new. And again, there are a lot of good questions out there. And I trust it because I've read the papers. I trust the governing bodies, the FDA, the CDC, these people who devote their lives and who have done this research, whose families are getting it. They're getting it, their families are getting it. And outside of some I just don't know what incentive people would have to not be truthful about this. And so knowing the research and not understanding why anyone would want to lie about this, I trust it because for those reasons. And again, it's just something that we're not used to, but we've all gone through. We've all gotten the MMR and other vaccines also. So it's just, I guess we just don't remember it. And again, as adults, it's a little odd, but it's not completely new.
Some people say that doctors have an incentive to have people get vaccinated, like there's like a monetary incentive for you guys to be proponents for it. What do you have to say about that?
If there is, then I'm missing out because I've not gotten anything from it. But no, there's no fiscal incentive for doctors in any sense. I think the incentive is we want people to be healthy. I think being in a healthcare setting, we don't want to get it. You know, we don't want to decrease our risk of getting it. And so, and obviously incentive is not having to go through what we went through again. I wish people could, like, I had like some sort of like Google Glass where I could have shown what life was like when it was really bad and how it is now. And people could just literally turn it on whenever they want and see the people on ventilators and just the scene that we all saw as healthcare providers during the height of COVID and how it is now. And it's much better post-vaccine in most places. And again, it's because of the vaccine. And we are all doing better. We are all able to kind of get back to a normal-ish way of life in large part because of the vaccine. And so now that it's FDA approved, they are all FDA approved. I think there's very little reason not to get it. There's a great organization I'm working with called the Ad Council. And they have a great website called vaccineanswers.org that also has answers to questions that may not be asked right now, but to answers to very common questions that a lot of people, especially young adults, have. So I would definitely recommend people check that out.
Okay, final question for you. This is a personal one for me, okay?
Yeah, hit me.
I am fully vaccinated, but it took me a little bit of time because I wanted to learn about it as best as I possibly could.
Same here.
Read as much as I possibly could, understand what was being asked of me. And then I made the personal decision again to say, yes, I believe I need to get vaccinated. I am having a hard time though, with the idea of a booster. I am. I don't, maybe because I don't know enough yet. I haven't learned enough yet. I haven't read enough yet. There's not enough out there for me to understand. So are you at all hesitant, or are you all hesitant to get a booster shot? And what would you say to somebody like me who is hesitant to get a booster shot? Just because right now I am not, I'm lacking education in it. And also it just feels odd to me, you know, like to have to do that. And I didn't expect to have to do that. So it's a little bit of a shock to me personally.
Sure. So right now the booster is recommended for people 65 and older. Who have gotten the shot at least the second dose 6 months ago. It's for people who are in settings like healthcare settings or frontline providers or people who are going to be around a lot of other people, like teachers, who again, 6 months later after the second shot, these are the people who are eligible, people who are immunocompromised. So right now it's not necessarily recommended for people, you know, healthy people such as yourselves. But again, the research shows that antibodies wane after a certain period of time. And I think that is why. And I think the idea is that this booster shot will decrease even those few breakthrough infections that we're having, will help decrease even those few numbers again to reach that herd immunity. But what exactly I would ask you is what about it is concerning to you?
Well, I can't say the booster is concerning to me because I don't know if it is or not. I'd say with the first one, and maybe people would call me a wimp for this. That's okay. I get it. I wanted to see how people reacted to it. Like I wanted to see what it was. I wanted to understand more of like what I was agreeing to, and what I was putting in my body. And so part of that was understanding the research behind it, understanding, you know, the symptoms from the shot, understanding how people were reacting to it. And then I felt, okay, yeah, I can do this. You know, I want to do this. I willingly want to do this. With the booster, I just don't know enough yet. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because when I don't know just enough like, about something, I don't want to blindly, you know, step into it. And maybe that's sure. The part that's most concerning is I just don't know enough. And that's why I thought, hey, this is a good moment. I'll ask a doctor.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's the same as the other, essentially the same as the other vaccines. So if you've gotten the first two, then it's going to be, you should feel about the same after the booster. I just think as far as I'm happy that you did your due diligence, your research on the vaccine, how it works. It is not that easy. I try to make a couple of videos to show, kind of simplify it a little bit. But again, this is going to be kind of like a weird wide kind of perspective. But I don't know how my car works. I don't know how my refrigerator works. And I still trust in that the refrigerants used in the refrigerator don't create a carcinogenic environment for my foods. And I think I leave that to the experts to do that. And the people who developed this vaccine, the people who studied it, who made sure they were safe, the doctors who administer it, the whole system around it are the same people who developed Tylenol and antibiotics and every other medication you've taken. It's the same process that went through it. And so these are working. Again, similar to Bachelor Nation, you got to trust the process. and unless people have the wherewithal to have that medical training or that research training or the scientific background, it's hard to understand it. But that's where, again, in this society, we just trust that our car is going to work, that it won't explode when we turn the ignition on, that that the engineers know enough that when I'm on my balcony, it won't fall down. And so in the same way, I think, and again, that's not medical specific, but that's just, I think, how have you some things?
Like, but again, yeah. It's not like people our age need to be going out and getting a booster. Not us.
Yes,
now.
Right.
So let's just reiterate that. Yeah. And now I thought of one other. Why would people who already have the antibodies from having actual COVID have to get the vaccine? Because aren't the antibodies from having actual COVID even stronger than the vaccine?
So that's also another good question. So the antibodies still wane after a period of time. And so it's more just getting, and also the response, we know how our body responds to the vaccine and how our body responds to a natural infection is still, it's variable depending on a lot of things, a lot of, again, like polymorphism. There's a lot of variables that go into how we respond, our bodies respond. And the vaccine essentially is a control that we know how our body responds by looking at, I mean, it's 40,000 initially, now it's more than that, or 20,000 initially, but now it's more than that. People that were studied in both the Pfizer and Moderna trials. So we know that, we know how effective it is in across different ages, sexes, races, people with different diseases. And that's not true necessarily for natural infections. And so again, one, antibodies wane depending on when you had it. And two, the reaction to the vaccine is more controlled and more studied, more understood on a wider population versus any individual reaction.
Okay, but I had chicken pox as a first grader, and now I don't have to get and now I've never gotten a chicken pox vaccine because I had it. So how is that any different?
So the type of virus, it's a varicella zoster virus. It's a little different. They don't mutate nearly as quickly as coronaviruses mutate. So that'd be one variable. Okay. The other thing about like boosters and things that, this is one man's opinion, but I think there probably might be other boosters on the line as the coronavirus keeps mutating, but the coronavirus is also a very different type of virus. And so the way has a spike protein that mutates a lot. And so it is just how it's constructed is very different. And so there are measles, mumps, rubella where you can only get it. You only need it once or maybe a booster later on if you work in a healthcare setting, but generally you only need it once because they don't mutate very rapidly and some do. And so that's part of it.
It's probably like the flu shot where like I've had the flu before, but I also get a flu shot every year because the strain is different.
Exactly. There are some types of viruses and honestly the more successful viruses that just mutate very quickly and they're just built different. And so, yeah, that's also a good question.
Well, Joe, you're built different. You're built well. I'm proud of you, man. Hey, thanks for coming on. Thanks for asking or answering our tough questions. We rapid fired them at you, but I don't know. Can't think of many guys that we'd rather ask these questions to than you, considering you spend your quarantine reading, learning Spanish, playing music, and working out. If that doesn't say something about you, I don't know what will. Hey, Dr. Joe, thanks for joining the Almost Famous podcast today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Guys, always a pleasure. Always great talking to you guys. And yeah, thanks so much for having me and letting me be part of your podcast.
All right, everybody, that's another episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Thank you, Dr. Joe, for coming on. Ashley, it's been a pleasure. We'll talk very soon about the next upcoming really, really long episode of Paradise. I think they said it's like 3 hours, which
three-hour tour.
Oh, my goodness. But we're going to break it down here on the Almost Famous podcast next week. Again, stay tuned for a future breakdown of Michelle Young's Men. They're her suitors. Have been revealed. We're going to break it down, talk about it, make our first assumptions and judgments. It's always my favorite time because I can do it and feel like I don't get in trouble for it because it's just kind of like a given. Anyways.
Because it's blind.
It's blind. We have no clue what we're talking about. Anyways, hey, I've been Ben.
And I've been Ashley.
We'll talk soon.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.